Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister attends 29th intersessional meeting of the CARICOM Heads of Government Conference, expresses confidence in newly appointed Chief Justice, and reassures citizens that NIDS will not invade their privacy. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness last week attended the 29th intersessional meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government for the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. While there, Mr. Holness led Jamaica's position on several key matters pertaining to regional integration, including the full implementation of the CARICOM Single Market and Economy, CSME, disaster management, climate change financing, tourism, and the impact of crime and violence. The Prime Minister also used the intersessional to engage his colleague heads of government on the findings of the CARICOM Commission, which reviewed Jamaica's relations within CARICOM and CARIFORUM.
It was tabled there. When I tabled it in Parliament in Jamaica, I sent copies to my colleague heads, and so they would have had it. We did not have a detailed discussion on it. That is reserved for the meeting to be held in Jamaica in July 4th to the 6th in Montego Bay.
The Prime Minister shared details on the CARICOM conference during a press conference which followed the staging of the 7th Inter-American Development Bank IDB Caribbean Governors meeting on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness also used the Tuesday's press conference to reiterate the government's commitment to using technology to boost the public sector efficiency. This, he maintains, is part of efforts to improve the ease of doing business in Jamaica as well as attract international investors.
What we have to create now is using the efficiency gains from public sector transformation to attract people to Jamaica by virtue of the fact that Jamaica is easier to do business than anywhere else in the Caribbean. That is the premium that we are trying to create.
Mr. Holness says the work being undertaken to digitize the public service includes creating web-based platforms and portals such as GovNet and gov.jm, as well as the National Identification System, NIDS, for which the IDB has provided a $68 million loan. During Tuesday's press conference, Prime Minister Holness also sought to reassure Jamaicans that the government will not use the National Identification System, NIDS, to invade the privacy of citizens. He maintained that the policies and programs carried out or contemplated by the government are in the best interest of the country's people.
The way in which this government has acted and has used the elected authority that it has should give some confidence that Jamaica is maturing in terms of its governance and its laws, and that we are building the systems and institutions necessary to protect the citizen.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. And Prime Minister Holness has expressed optimism that newly appointed Chief Justice Brian Sykes will transform how justice is delivered to the Jamaican people. Justice Sykes was sworn in as the 8th Chief Justice of Jamaica by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen on Thursday. Mr. Holness says he's confident that Justice Sykes will discharge his functions with honor, integrity, and distinction, adding that the government is also committed to the independence and effectiveness of the judiciary.
The public, in whose interests we all serve, more than ever wants to see an improved justice system through strengthening the rule of law and timely justice outcomes. Let me again emphasize that this is a strategic priority of the government.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness was speaking at the swearing-in ceremony held at King's House on Thursday. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
Hey, you. Yes, you, sir, with the canned beef and you, little miss, with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me, please. It tastes good, don't. But guess what? A hit CM1 are gonna raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.